What's up, Wonderland? How's everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in. So really excited to share what's going on here today with you guys, because it's very, very spiritual, yet very formal, in the sense that it's manifesting something that I perceive that's growing. And hopefully you guys will see what I see. Looking forward to sharing this story with you, bringing Nico in here, and seeing what transpires from this whole experience that we're going to experience through someone else. So I'm looking forward to bringing this to you guys.
Thanks for doing that, Stan. For some reason, like a video on my computer started playing just for like, for no reason.
I've had that happen a lot.
I mean, considering the conversation, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Somebody's in one of my computers, if that's the case, but I went ahead and just shut it down. I just turned it off. I just flipped it down and pulled the power cord out. Batteries doesn't work very well. So real quick, before we pull in Nico, I want to shout out. We have Third Time Productions in the house. Identity Block, Mr. Hector, thank you for tuning in. Dorshane Trays, Super Trooper D, Miss Lady D, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Between the Buried and Free, Adam in the UK, thanks for tuning in. Dime Bar, Nunya Texas on the Back 20. That's a very interesting username. TD Freelancer, Spears Milonen is in the house. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Make sure you're hitting that thumbs up. It does help other people to be able to see this video and the information stream the way YouTube works. And I'd like to think this is a very important video.
Me as well.
I didn't hear what you said, Stan, because obviously I was away for a second, but what is really cool about what we're about to talk about is me and you have mentioned a lot of things in previous shows about a lot of things that might have appeared to be coincidences that after a string of them just becomes more of a serendipitous thing, and a lot of synchronicities, a lot of people being brought together. And that's the beautiful thing about what we're going to be presenting on today's show. Nico's story, like, from what I'm gathering, he was inspired by the interview that we did with Anna von Reitz, checked out American States Assembly, and just dove in head first. And
there's quite a bit more to the story, so we'll let Nico kind of share it. But it's how it all came together is quite beautiful, actually.
Miss B, thanks for tuning in, and Paul Coleman as well. Nico, thanks for joining us on today's show, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful, brother. It's a beautiful day here in Georgia. Very sunny, very happy always. Trying to have a good day in all this craziness.
Well, I think we're going to do that, man. And
we are.
On a previous conversation where we talked to kind of get to know each other, thank you for reaching out to Stan and letting him know about this. It's very inspiring. So I guess what we'll do is, before we get into all of that, who is Nico?
All right, basically, y'all. First, I just want to say thank you to you guys, and thank you to Anna von Reitz, because like no one would be here without her. The assemblies wouldn't be here without her, and everyone, you know, digging into truth as we're all trying to do every day, and you know, growing our communities and trying to battle all these corrupt forces and corporations. So basically, Nico, I'm 28 years old, y'all. And for the last 3-4 years, I've been living in New Hampshire, right on the border of New Hampshire and Boston. And I was working in Boston as a union mechanical insulator. I started in Georgia when I was 18 in trade school. And right when I graduated trade school, I hit the road traveling, because I love meeting people. I love, you know, seeing different worlds, exploring, you know, going to different mountains, parks, everything you could think of, trying new foods. So I've been traveling the road for the last 4 years, and I've been to Minnesota, I've been to Alabama, I've been to Kentucky, I've been to Boston, and by far the New England structure, as far as the union was set up, was, you know, it was a very easy life for me to live. And, you know, it was a beautiful city. You know, cannabis was legal. They legalized that. So it was a lot of reasons for me to be in Boston. And basically, I've been living with my fiance for like the last 8 years. We've been together since 18, had a beautiful life together. And March 17th, basically, coronavirus happened. And we all know that story. Now, the difference between Georgia and Boston, I mean, complete 360. Well, I guess 180. Complete 180. It's crazy, y'all. I mean, I remember the first day I heard about the coronavirus. And basically, we were working at our construction job. you know, our normal job, me and a bunch of brothers, we're having a blast talking. One of our bosses comes up and he's like, guys, basically, you know, tomorrow everyone's going to get laid off. We don't know what's happening, but apparently there's this crazy virus and, you know, we have to start wearing masks and gloves because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So this was probably like, I mean, we went through the 2008 crisis with my family. So I've been through crisis before, but going through that, like just something completely as an adult, unexpected and unheard of. And, you know, you don't know, no one knows what's going on and no one knows what to expect. All I remember is that on the way home, it was like a 30-mile drive and it usually took me like 48 minutes and it took me like 4 or 5 hours. That's how many people got laid off that one day from that real compact city. And there's so many, I mean, millions of, I think like 12 million union workers in one night lost their job. It's crazy.
Wow.
And basically the first 3-4 weeks, I was doing my due diligence based on what I was hearing. You know, I'm wearing a mask everywhere I go, every time I leave the house. I mean, I'm walking out my door with a mask on, me. So, you know, like I'm taking all precautions. I'm walking out my house with gloves on. And my landlord lives like on the side of the, you know, my land. Or his land, and he's seeing me and with the mask, and he's probably thinking, you know, damn, what's this guy doing? But that's how precautious I was at the beginning. So for about 3-4 weeks, everywhere you go in Boston, you can't go in without a mask. I mean, you'll get like a crazy fine. You know, you won't be allowed to, you know, basically live normally. And I wasn't looking at it from an aspect of this is, you know, a lie. This is an attack. This is whatever it is. And basically my girl, she was working at a nuclear plant in New Hampshire, and those jobs were considered essential. So they worked all through it. So for the first time in my life, I'm sitting at home as like the stay-at-home dad kind of, and my girl's working every day, and I'm basically at home alone 12 hours a day. First time in my life, I have no human interaction. You know, I'm not working, I'm not seeing anybody. I'm scared, like I'm confused. I mean, this just isn't normal. And basically in that third week or so, my dad calls me. I get a crazy call, unexpected. And my dad says, Nico, you'll never guess what happened. I got cancer. And I mean, that was just a crazy blow for me because my father's a very fit person, very active. I mean, very socially active. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. You know, he doesn't, nothing that you would think would cause cancer. But, you know, we know, many people know that stress and a bunch of the other stuff going on in society causes cancer.
Did your microphone get, is his microphone more muffled?
It sounded like something happened. It just got like really muffly.
Did it fix now, brother?
That's better right there.
That's a whole lot better. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I apologize. Maybe
there might be a short. No, it's fine. It might be a little short in the wire. Who knows? But it's all good. If it happens, we'll just kind of let you know. That way because we want to hear the story.
Absolutely. No worries. And if it happens again, please let me know.
You got it.
So again, I'm not going to go too much into the nuke story, but my basically nuclear shutdowns aren't very long. So at this point, I'm basically waiting for my fiance's job to end so that we can come back to Georgia and kind of help my dad, you know, take care of this transition, because he himself is going to go from working 6-7 days a week as a general foreman to, you know, not working, chemotherapy, you know, crazy bills. And Georgia unemployment is like, it's only 13 weeks of like $300. So, I mean, we're not going to go into that, but that's just, it's not livable. It's not viable.
Right. I mean, a lot of people I think are experiencing that and are getting ready to experience some hardship.
Absolutely.
Most people are used to having so many expenses. Well, it's going to be a lot of people's unemployment ends the day after Christmas, the 26th. So until something else can be done.
That's crazy.
These crazy politicians. But go ahead.
Getting prepared. Go ahead.
Yeah. We are. So basically my girl's job ended about 3-4 weeks after that. We came down to Georgia. And in the last 6-7 months that we've been down here, because my dad, basically he had a good life for the last 15 years. So like a job every day of his life. He had good income coming in. So they had a property that they lived on that I lived in, you know, while being raised, and the one that they got to rent out. And because of this, you know, all these fees and losing his job because of the cancer, he was going to have to downgrade and sell the big house just to be able to take care of the bills. And the big house needed a little bit of work, like, you know, a little bit of work, just renovation to be flipped, to be sold for the proper value it was worth. And basically that's what I came down to help him do. And in the meantime, I was living in that house and, you know, helping him, you know, with anything he needed, and helping my mom with anything they needed. And in addition to just flipping the home, I was, you know, anything I would hear about, whether it was coronavirus or anything interesting that I thought led to some form of truth or something I needed to know, or, you know, something I needed to learn about. I had plenty of time for the first time in my life. I mean, I was used to waking up at 5 a.m. and then coming home from work at 5 p.m. And that was my life for like 10 years. So for the first time in my life, I'm waking up at 6 a.m. because I can't sleep. And, you know, I have 18 hours to just learn and work on the house. So, you know, you can work on the house only so much, you know, because I was basically being like the superintendent, having subcontractors do most of the work. So I was just learning. And that's when I stumbled upon basically a bunch of different stuff. But what really sent me to you guys was I found Santos Bonacci, and he was talking about trusts and the Vatican and all that. And that made me look into business trusts. And the same day I look into business trusts, for some reason, Phil called me and he was like, "Hey, brother." And oh, that's what happened. I was posting something on Facebook about what I was looking into, about Santos and about, you know, the truth and all that. And he said, "Man, brother, you got to get in touch with my brother, you know, Stan, because he's on the same path that you're on, but they go even further. You know, they have a YouTube channel, and I know he's got a couple friends that they do it with." And he started telling me about sovereignty, because he said that y'all have known about it for a while now. And that's something that I was never familiar with, you know, because I grew up in this terrible school system, and even my trade school. I mean, I'm not throwing dirt on anything, but I didn't learn very much in trade school. I learned everything on the job, hands on. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like everything that we learn, when you come to find out when you're doing it, that's not really how the real world works. So
right.
When basically that same day, I went to Stan's Facebook. And 7's my number, like my whole life, you know, August 7th's my birthday. 7's been my soccer number forever. It was my last two addresses had 7's in them. I mean, all my phone numbers got 7's in them. And it said 7 minutes ago, Stan posted a video, and it was the video with Anna Von Reitz. So we were about to go out to dinner, and I was like, "No," I said, "everything happens for a reason, baby." I said, "I got to watch this video. You know, Phil called me. I haven't talked to him in a couple months. Let me just, you know, watch this video. There's a reason I stumbled upon this." And it's correlated with everything I've been looking into with business trusts and, you know, just trying to find out the truth about who we are and, you know, the whole straw man. And that's how, you know, I was just watching the video, and I'm not going to lie at all, it seemed like gibberish, a lot of it, because we really are taught to be so ignorant. I mean, we're not taught the correct language. We're not taught the correct meaning of words. We're taught to be very emotional and very personal and very irrational and jumpy and snappy. And I say I'm blessed because I grew up in that world, but thank God that I've both my dad being a general foreman, like he couldn't be emotional. I watched someone their whole life have to be logical because they have 30 men under them, millions of dollars under them.
Nico, real quick, I just want to highlight this and let TJ Antipas know that nothing that we're talking about today has anything to do with sovereign citizens. So
yeah, absolutely.
Please just take that out of your vocabulary when it comes to mine and Stan's channel, because it's nothing that we're going to even bring any attention to. But I want to stress, this is nothing to do with sovereign citizen.
And 1,000%, yes, the same thing goes for, you know, me and the state's assemblies. Sovereign citizen is an oxymoron that's made by people that want to control you and scare you and, you know, keep you from learning the truth about who you are, which is, you know, their boss, their employer. So,
and it's also, I mean, something that we've talked about privately too. I mean, it's something that is looked at as a potential form of domestic terrorism and things to that effect. And it's putting people in a negative connotation and a negative light. And I just want to make sure that we quickly break that spell right here.
Yeah, 100%. It's like it's indoctrination, like everything else, and you guys should just not even look into it at all. Just don't even
absolutely
don't even look at it.
And I want to clear something up
about it. Say, where'd you hear that? Because I don't associate myself with that term.
Yeah, exactly. I want to clear something up. So to kind of bring the story full circle, Phil, the gentleman Phil he's mentioning is a good high school friend of mine, and they're insulators together in the union. And I want to share that because, you know, we know unions are backed by the Democratic Party, correct? So that's going to come full circle later with questions. Eric Sullivan has some questions, and we're going to bring them forward. But part of that is you know, is going to fall out with the questions. So that's important to note for later with this whole process.
Absolutely. Yeah, and thank you for highlighting that. My bad, because I've had
it's cool.
I just learned so much information. I did want
to
highlight
I get to pay attention to the chat, so I wanted to make sure I was highlighting that.
I appreciate
nobody
you.
Was even thinking that's anywhere we were going in this conversation.
No. I 100% appreciate that. I was also referring right now to I appreciate Stan pointing out that about Phil, because that reminds me of with the unions, basically all this stuff going on with Trump and with Biden and with coronavirus and with masks and with lockdowns. We had this Facebook page. We had a few Facebook group pages with from 10 to 25,000 insulators in the whole U.S. that are all, you know, union representatives. They're all union journeymen brothers and apprentices. And basically, I saw a bunch of people just posting nonstop propaganda. It was headlines that was fear-mongering and scaring people. And it didn't have anything to do with the full story. I mean, it's the own headline itself. You could click on it and see in the article itself that I don't know where they got that headline. Like, it was just you know what I'm saying? It was just made up one word, or the five words from the headline might have been in the article, but they weren't even together. But the people don't even look into it. That's what we grew up in, a world of memes. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people can't read it in 1 second, they won't even look at it.
Yeah, no.
So that's why he who controls the headlines controls the headlines. I just thought of that.
That's good.
When you're aware, you think of things all the time, brother. The more aware you get, and I have to thank Anna and the assemblies for that. The last 7 weeks of my life, basically every conversation I'm having with everybody, as I'm having it, I'm connecting so many dots, as I just did with that. I've never thought about that, but that's happening every day. It's great. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. So it was October 3rd that we did the interview with Anna Von Reitz, and you watched it. That has been now a little over 60 days. We'll call it 70 days, somewhere around that time frame. We're talking, you know, 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Sorry.
You said within 3 weeks you were able to obtain an ID, a tag, which we'll get into.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. I do want to say the first thing before you can do anything, you have to correct your status. The most important thing, and the whole point of doing this video, is to let people know to learn. And, you know, find truth and keep reading, because you can't hear from me, and you can hear from Anna, and you can hear from me, but you should read it and do your due diligence and your duty to learn who you are and who you're supposed to be, because it's amazing. And that's what I've learned. And that's what I'm here to tell you. Once you correct your status, you'll be able to be who you are supposed to be and who you truly are, which is someone
I would add in the standing aspect, status and standing. So, you know, where you're standing, and how you're standing, but,
all about jurisdiction.
So the cool synchronicity part is this, you know, how this worked out was somebody that Stan went to school with, who you work with now, suggested that you check out Stan's channel the day that you do. And all this goes down, you see something that was synchronistic to you because of the number 7, and you checked out this interview with Anna Von Reitz. You went head first into American States Assembly. We talked about American States Assembly. And when I do interviews, I have brought up multiple times asking people about status and seeing what other people are saying. Now, because I've been so wrapped up in continuing to explore all the different possibilities, because like me and Stan have talked about, I've kind of felt like all these different groups and people are kind of missing a piece of the puzzle. We can't get them together. So we were trying to figure out what those missing pieces of the puzzle were so that we could put those puzzles together. And it seems like you may have done that. So kind of start us from once you were done watching our video with the interview with Anna Von Reitz, which is in the Freedom and Liberty playlist I have. And it's also in a, Stan has a playlist as well, so I encourage people to check that interview out. But what exactly happened with you, and what was your process right after the interview, soon, like that short period right after?
So basically, and I just want to say this, you know, I'm not taking credit, nor will I ever, for any of this. All the research has been done by, you know, Anna and her constituents and many of the people in the assemblies. Once you join the assembly, then you'll find out where your place is, and you'll find out the truth that you should be learning, spreading, and living. And that's what I've done in the last 6 weeks. The first 3 weeks, basically, the day I saw the video, I watched it, and I went to the website, and the website wasn't as updated as it is right now. They've been actually doing some work on it recently, and we've put some YouTube videos up as well. I was hoping that maybe you could put those YouTube links in the subscription, because those four YouTube videos, it's basically one video is 7 minutes, one video is 5 minutes, one video is 2 minutes, and one video is 3 or 4 minutes. So it's less than 20 minutes.
What's the channel called?
I believe it's called Eye, the Letter of the Wizard. But don't quote me on that. Okay. I believe it is Eye of the Wizard.
We'll find the links, and after we're done with the stream, we'll get it put in the video description.
Awesome. So yeah, those videos are basically, it's not something you have to listen to. It's something you have to read. But basically, that's going to help you understand it, because they've consolidated the most important information into something, and where, you know, it's easily understandable by anybody. And that's the thing. We've been taught to be laymen. We haven't taught to be who we are supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So we have to now, because Anna is the amount of information her and, you know, all her constituents who are doing all this work have is so much further along than I am. So that's where you guys have to join the assembly, start learning, start applying yourself. And, you know, that's the thing where if you focus on too many groups, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and most of the people are fighting within the system in some form. We are the true fourth government. We are we the people. We are the American state citizens. We are the employer. We don't need to fight from within the system, because we are above the system. We created it, so we can destroy it.
Yeah, so you're just speaking, bringing out the truth of what is. You know, this is, you know, the other one just dissolves, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing what's going on right now with the elections and all this obvious, blatant fraud, hypocrisy, and lies. And you're seeing how, what do they have, from 50 to 100 court cases that were, you know, illegal or illegal or whatever the headlines are saying. That right there is the proof that if the president and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and all these actual, you know, constitutional bar attorneys can't do a thing, even with actual citizens themselves giving witness testimony, I mean, video proof, affidavit signed. It just proves that the system is created to keep the employer as an indentured servant. And that's not what it's about. I mean, this country was founded to be freedom from that feudalism, from that indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me ask you this.
Here it is, real quick.
That's it. You can click on the YouTube right there, and it'll take you right to the
So it's on the American with the four assembly.net channel, and we'll have I think we have links down below for this as well. What was I going to say real quick? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stan. My bad.
So, Nico, this is the first organization that you've ever came across, correct?
And I just want to say it's not an organization. It's the states assembled.
Yes, thanks for correcting me, and I corrected myself earlier.
And I know you didn't mean anything by it. I'm doing this for the viewers.
That's absolutely true. So thank you for that. So the first assembly that you came across, but what was it that got your attention? Because it don't seem like the kind of guy that's just going to jump into anything.
Yeah. So me, like I said, I've always been the type of person that does my due diligence, no matter what it is, because I invest. I live in the real world. Like I said, you know, I don't assume, I don't think, I live, you know. So if I'm doing something, I'm just going to do it and figure it out as I go. I'm not going to sit there for 13 hours and plan it. So basically with this, I was like, okay, I see state coordinators at the top. While I'm reading, first thing I'm going to do is send an email saying to my state coordinator, whoever that may be. So you can click on state coordinators and it'll show you that. So first thing I did was send an email saying, I watched this video with Anna Von Reitz and, you know, Brother Stan and Brother Rice. And I'm very interested. I'm about to start reading right now. But, send me some contact information so I can speak to you on the phone, because I'm interested and I want to properly, you know, reconvey my name to the land and soil so I can get back my natural and unalienable rights and correct my political status, be a true American state national or citizen, in our proper honor and right, as we are meant to be. That is our actual birthright. So, and because here's the thing, we have to record. Okay. So people who are on the maritime and any, you know, the admiralty and the other jurisdictions who aren't on the land and soil, they register. Well, we record. So you have to put everything on the public record. And basically your state coordinator can put you in contact with your recording secretary, who's going to do both for you. They can both record it and put it on the public record. They're going to publish it to the public record for you. And your your recording secretary is going to be the person who, once you have that public record published, then you can get your credentials and you can get your travel placard, which I'm going to show you, which is a regulation Z tag. I mean, it depends on which state you live in. They have different names, but it allows you to travel in your own right, which is peaceful, non-combatant civilians.
Okay? Before we, because I think we're planning on doing the series of videos with you.
Awesome.
So I really want to try as much as possible today to keep this.
So the first thing I want everybody to do is watch those four videos, brother. That's the most important thing.
And definitely check out the website, because what we're planning on doing is actually going through this process. I am, I believe Stan is, and maybe a few others. And then we're going to be sharing that with other people as well. I just, you know, everybody knows I'm a very open-minded skeptic. I've got to get one of these IDs. I've got to get in front of law enforcement. I've got to go to a bar and buy some alcohol and use this thing and make sure that it's fully what it's supposed to be. I trust you, Nico, as a person, but I have to experience this for myself.
Don't take anybody's word for it except yourself. We only live once, and life is so important. Everybody.
And the only way to know is to do your own diligence. Don't take our word for it. You have to experience it yourself.
That's right. And I've already experienced many of these scenarios that you're talking about. So if for me, I remember now, 6 weeks ago when I was skeptical.
But now here's something that I think we can reveal here, is the experience that you had is what grabbed my attention with law enforcement during a situation that you explained very well. And you also explained other things about the tag that you felt that were important.
Well, that's kind of what's the in between that, though, in between him diving into American States Assembly and then
people thirsty for next time,
because he went through a crash course of education in between that. If he didn't have that little crash course,
yeah, let's go through that. But I just want to get a little
successful
little
at all.
Teaser. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. Nico no, apparently put the police in their police.
And this is the thing, guys. I just want to, you know, the little disclaimer. This isn't bragging. This is letting you guys know is that when you correct your political status and you're on the proper jurisdiction and you're acting in your honor and in your right as a true sovereign, a true American state citizen, not sovereign citizen, American state citizen who is sovereign in their own honor and right, which was endowed to us by the Creator. So that's where, basically, I just want to let you guys know there was an incident. And basically, I walked into a store. And next time, you know, we'll get into it further. I just want to let you know.
We can talk.
You want to do it real quick? I don't want to do too long.
Before we get into it, though, I wanted to kind of get a little bit of an idea of what you started doing, getting involved with American States Assembly. Because this, if I'm not mistaken, this incident was not too long ago, right?
No, this incident was about 3 weeks ago. It was literally a week after I got my credential card.
In between you watching the video and digging into American States Assembly and between that law enforcement event, I'd like to kind of get an idea of like what you were doing with the American States Assembly, how you were learning this information so that people can get an idea of like how far you've come in just such a short period of time. Because knowledge with trust, like kind of the trust stuff and a little bit listening to Santos Bonacci and things, you really weren't aware of this, the idea of sovereign or the idea.
Yeah, definitely not American state citizens
and things like that.
Assembly. Yeah. And I appreciate all those questions. I want to just apologize, y'all. I've been learning so much information. It's hard to, you know what I'm saying? Like think about the exact journey. So I need people to ask me questions. So if anyone has questions, you know, you guys can ask us.
Man, we're in this together.
Please. So So I appreciate that, brother. So
and I want to I want to comment before we go on V's little statement there, which was beautiful, because what we're witnessing here is just consciousness playing out in form, right? You guys, some people hear me talk about that, but they don't realize how deep that goes. We are not these bodies. We are just manifested in form and energetically fixing out some kinks, apparently. And it's not me doing it. It's the energetic field. But this is just the expression from this point of consciousness, and Rice's point, and Miss V's point, everybody in the chat's point of consciousness and awareness. So this is how deep and beautiful this spiritual event is unfolding for us here before our eyes. So go ahead, brother.
And it really is beautiful, guys. When you guys are on the right path, and when you're living with righteous intentions, you know, you'll create happiness. You're gonna definitely be on the right path, because there is no negative thought in your head. So how can any negativity gravitate towards you? You know, so anyways, I appreciate what both you guys said. Now, here's what we did. I went on the website. I sent the email. Make sure you watch those four videos. Start reading. As soon as I, like I said, the first thing you have to do is your paperwork. As you're editing that paperwork, you're going to start understanding these words, because you're going to be like, what's that mean? Well, when you don't know what it means, make sure you look up the law definition, not the legal definition, the lawful definition. And you're going to start understanding these words. And just like, you know, this stuff's going to become second nature to y'all, just like a new song does. And the more you start learning about it, the more you start reading, you're going to see that in that website, there's many different other avenues that we have. And I'm not going to give it away, because I want people to do their own due diligence and find it. But it is there. There's so many things that are there on that website. And in addition to that, we have Facebook group. Just go to the website and do your research.
There's weekly meetings.
And that's what I wanted to say. There's weekly meetings.
So is that the webinar, or is that something different? Is that the webinar?
I think people can participate in the webinar as it's going on, and then they upload it after the fact on the website.
Yes. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to put the link to those videos from Anna's website, because that's Anna. Anna hosts a webinar on a certain day. You guys can put that so people can find it. We're going to make people do a little research. We're not going to give everybody the answers. And in that webinar, you find out what's going on during, you know, this past week. In addition to that, they might talk about some stuff that's, you know, from the past, what the assemblies are doing, you know, what they're doing with our current government. But basically, since you guys and Anna have talked, there's a lot has happened, you know.
That's what I want people to hear, because apparently a lot of people were talking about disorganization in the past. I've tried reaching out to do a follow up with Anna and didn't realize how busy she was. I hadn't heard back from her, so it wasn't something that I put a lot of personal attention to. And Stan's been working on other things, so it kind of was something that was in the back of our mind that we've been thinking about, but just never really pursued. So I'm glad that you went down this path, man.
Let me say one thing. Right now that I've gone down this path and I've reconveyed my, you know, lawful trade name to the land and soil, and I'm acting in my proper right as an American state citizen, I'm foreign to you. We are foreign to each other. So that is why I cannot give everybody all this information, because it doesn't apply to you. It only applies to American state citizens who have their rights. So that's why you have to go to the website, watch those videos, do your due diligence, correct your status. And then once you are properly assembled in your state, once you're in touch with your own state assembly, you're in addition to the webinar that Anna does with the assemblies, your own state assembly has its own webinar, you know, has its own calls, weekly calls. Every state's on its own path, you know, because we all have different corporations, different governors that we're dealing with. And at the end of the day, they're all our employees. So it doesn't matter.
For both the American States Assembly website and Eye of the Wizard in the
I want to show one thing, brother. Can you go to the more? Can you go to the more at the top right?
On the American websites? Yeah, American Assembly. Yes.
I want you to show people that the enrollment of the states, because this is like as important as the Declaration of Independence. I mean, like, this is history right here. So go ahead and look at these documents.
Is it coming up, or do I got it? Is it still showing?
No, it still shows the red link.
I have to share that screen specifically, so bear with me 1 second.
Bryce, we got any mods for the chat? We got any mods for the chat?
No, do I need it? What's going on?
We got Harmonious Diagnosis being a little forward.
Give me
here.
1 second.
If we can keep the chat clean, guys. I mean,
we'll do a little cleanup here in a second. Bear with me. And now I'm probably gonna have to do another. I wanted to stop this. Hold on a second. Let me fix this. Let me go into the chat. Who is it? Harmonious. Cool. Appreciate people being arses. I'm just putting you in timeout, homie. Timeout. Was that the only person that we were having an issue with?
That's the only one I noticed so far.
Okay, let me go back here, pull up the document. There's final enrollment. There's two different documents. I've got to show one at a time. Which one should I show? The October 5th document or October 30th document?
Whichever one's bigger. The first one, I believe.
I'm pulling it up. Actually, it should be fine. So let me go ahead and do another screen share. We're almost there. Teamwork. Can we see this?
Yeah, we can see it. Zoom in on it if you can.
Let's see here. Let's go about.
Awesome.
Okay, so this is the first one. That. Be enacted by roll call. Be it enacted by roll call vote of the states of the union that all states created by contract, purchase, and or voluntary petition after the year 1860 be admitted and enrolled and accepted as states of the union with the full powers and complete jurisdictions of our states of the union and further be admitted, enrolled, and accepted as members of our unincorporated Federation of States, the United States of America, effective with the original date of their respective contract purchase and or voluntary petition. So agreed and assigned and signed and sealed by Louisiana Assembly this 25th day of September in the year of 2020.
Give them the title. Give them the title too.
Final enrollment of post-Civil War states of the Union.
Exactly. And that's what was missing since 1860. And now that we've done that, we've talked about the states.
The restoration, yeah. When the restoration of the United States was supposed to be taking place, they forgot to include the states' assemblies. Or purposely didn't include the states' assemblies. And then people just never really thought about it. It kind of fell to the wayside. Education didn't teach people that this was available to them. But as you scroll down, you'll see that there are multiple states. You see the Virginia Assembly. Here's another one that's for the South Carolina Assembly. Here's another one going on for the North Carolina Assembly.
Now, Nico, did you not tell me that they currently have, since they have all 50 states, are now currently in what you call session? So this has been public notice.
This is public notice of the enrollment. And once they were all enrolled, the states were allowed to go into session. And now we've all gone into session. And now that we're in session, we've each state and each state assembly, you know, in its own right, is sending out letters to the people that need to know, you know, letter of public notice to the governors, Secretary of State, Department of Transportation.
All this is happening as we speak, literally.
ID Block is one of my mods, and he's been taking care of some stuff. So, Hector, thank you again. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Hector. Yeah, for sure.
I trust you. Do what you need to do, Hector. I hate censoring people, but if people are going to be disrespectful, unfortunately, this is our channels, and we will do that if we need to. This is a very important conversation, and we don't want people being distracted by negative conversation in the live chat.
It's counterproductive, for sure.
Definitely counterproductive. But I did drop the links for the YouTube channel, Eye of the Wizard, and for American States Assembly, and everything that we just talked about, people can check out for themselves. So you started educating yourself, started figuring out a little bit of what you needed to do.
You got
your ID.
First thing I did was edit my paperwork and get in touch with my recording secretary. And we did a Zoom call. So this, I want to tell you guys this as well. Don't sign your paperwork by yourself. The paperwork has to be signed by a public notary, not a notary public. That is the maritime jurisdiction. So that's why the recording secretary in the assembly is going to be the public notary. You don't have to go look for one. He's going to be the public notary, and he's going to publish it on the public record. the public record is, oh, I forgot my ID in the car. I want to get it. I want to show you.
Generally, you're, well, you mean if you, in here in a second, if you need to run out, me and Stan can talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to say on the back of our credentials card, let me show you. So basically, we have credentials.
I love this saying here, though, blood and water do not mix.
Yeah, so we sent this. We send many things. Like I said, once you're in with the assemblies, you'll see all this stuff. But right now we're all foreign, so I can't show too much. But this, I mean, the gas station clerk sees this. You know, like you said, the bartender, any law enforcement officer sees this. This is just my state ID. This is my credential card. So this is what we send letter to everybody, to the Secretary of State, you know, Department of Transportation, all local law enforcements, every sheriff of every county, the governor, like pretty much everyone in our state that in some way is somebody's boss.
Internet.
Kind of losing you. Someone else. We let them know. We're starting to lose you. This is our credentials. We're good. No worries. We let them know. This is going to be our credentials. This is going to be our, you know, travel placard. And not only that, the states are in session, and just know that there are American state citizens acting in their right on the land and soil jurisdiction, acting under the principles, which is the Constitution, the original Constitution, Constitution for the United States of America. You know, that. So we sent a letter to the governor saying, I am writing to inform you that the Georgia Assembly is in session on the land and soil jurisdiction. As American state nationals and American state citizens, we are self-governing people who keep the peace and uphold the public law. This month, we will be receiving our new credential card that will accurately allow peacekeeping officials, such as sheriffs and other law enforcement entities, to verify us in our proper jurisdiction. Please see the enclosed letter and attachments showing the new credential card and a style of travel placard that you will be seeing in all counties in Georgia. When these credentials are presented, the individuals must be recognized as a lawful person, owed that's all constitutional guarantees foundation. And the benefit of the public law. And that's the thing. Just so you guys know, when I say I'm foreign from Stan and Rice, I don't mean the color of our skin, our names, anything. All I mean is that I'm an American state citizen, and they are not.
Who are you? I mean,
so that they aren't acting on the land and soil jurisdiction.
Stan's status may be in kind of a weird limbo state, but I'm
doesn't matter what you are, you're not an American state citizen. So you're
well, let me make one quick correction here. So within that construct, yes, that is exactly how it works. When you're looking at another one you're comparing it to.
I'm not gonna put you in timeout, even though I should, because I really am becoming a little bit aggravated with you, Greg, whoever you want to be, I don't know, but no, this is nothing to do with Greg Howlett. Please.
Sure, that is. That is way out in left field.
I just want
to say, for anyone watching, we are the American States Assembled. We're not an organization. We're not trying to take your money. We're just trying to, we've assembled the states, and now we are going to fix the corruption in our government. If you want to be a part of it and you want to get your rights back, you need to correct your status. Everything else goes out the window. You can look into anything you want. You could sign up for any organization you want. If you want to be an American state citizen, a lawful person, not a legal person, guaranteed, you know, having all your guarantees from the Constitution, guaranteed the public law, you have to correct your status and become an American state citizen or an American state national. That's what this whole thing's about. So I haven't been reading the comments. I'm sorry. So I just want to apologize if anyone's saying anything wrong.
A lot of people that me and Stan have talked to and researched, a lot of people are talking about changing your status. There's a couple different methods that people have doing it. And even with that being said, even American States Assembly, I mean, they had originally a long form version, and then they were able to condense it down to a short form version. I would always encourage people to go with the longer route, because it looks like it covers more basis that you would need covered.
100%. You want to do the 928 documents.
But you can see, there's got to be a couple different ways to get to that end point. I don't think that there's just one set of paperwork that you would have to follow to be able to get to that point. But because, I mean, I've apparently
so here's the thing where
they've done it independently. They've not done it as a part of a assembly.
Yeah, and that's where I want to say that I have many friends that are Moors that in their own they think they're sovereign. They've signed.
You think he's getting hacked?
I don't know. It just could be his internet. If your internet's that bad, Nico, go ahead and run out and get your ID real quick. If you need to log out and log back in or something, you can do that.
He's totally froze up now.
Yeah, we could. I'm just going to go ahead. I can see him from the backstage area. What I'm going to do is just so he's not kind of, because it's probably what's going to end up happening. He's going to pop out. So I'm going to remove him from the stream for a second.
Have him log back in.
Yeah, I'm having issues too, man. What the hell? Now my everything just went full screen. Now it just fixed. This is the weirdest freaking shit, man.
And
just like my computer starting to play stuff on its own. I want to highlight Mars Life. We're talking about Justinian Deception. Justinian Deception definitely has some great information. I see his internet is reconnected. He got away from the computer, so I'm assuming he's running outside real quick to get his ID. I do want to let people know that that flag, too, that people are seeing in the background is supposed to be our civil flag. The flag that most people are familiar with, the Title IV flag, would be a flag that would be representing war and military and wartime. So the other flag, the one that he's displaying when he comes back on, is the civil flag that would say that we're not in a wartime. And also want to comment.
Peacetime flag.
Cayman 830 says, I'm not English, not a citizen of anything. Well, or I'm English. If you're English, if what you're saying is you're British, you're actually a peasant, is what I would call it, because you have a monarch. You are definitely in the feudal system, and you are not royalty. So you would be basically a peasant at that point, unless you have some sort of title of nobility. And in that sense, you would be part of the club you don't want to be a part of. So it looks like.
And the one thing I wanted to correct earlier before that popped up, that distraction, when Nico is saying that he's foreign to us, I don't want to make sure people don't get that wrong. And what he's saying is that within that construct, and I'm sure he would agree with me on this, is within that construct, opposed to the other one, that's the difference. But ultimately, we are not separate. We are one consciousness. So that's the depth of it that I wanted to explain there.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. I wanted to see if I was trying to look at the chat.
You're exposing too much.
Catalyst is such a pest when it comes to stuff like this that when I timed the person out on my channel, they went on your channel so they could comment. So if you want to time them out, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, it's just going to be a bunch of gibberish in the chat. I had so many issues with this person. I try to send out positive vibes to people like this because it just seems like they prey on negativity for whatever reason. So I'm not really sure I don't know. You obviously don't watch a lot of my content, but I do compliment Greg Hallett a lot. And I think he would be a great sci-fi writer. I think he would be writing some great fiction. I think he would be great at that 100%. And I do thank him for bringing me Stan in my life. And I've gone down a very interesting path, been able to learn about who I am, been able to learn about my genealogy and my lineage. So I'm very thankful for that. Other than that, the guy is a fraud, in my opinion, 100%. And the invitation's open, Greg Hallett, if you would like to come on for an interview, especially if you would like to come clean and let everybody know that you made a mistake and that you were wrong and that you want to learn from that. So I would encourage that. So we got Nico back.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to go ahead.
Sorry about that.
So what's up, Nico? What happened with the internet? Are you being under attack, or is it just like regular issues?
Hey, honestly, you never know. I believe it.
Did you get your ID?
Where the American state citizens are. I'm sure there's a, just like all the other truths, there's definitely some foul play. You know, that's why obviously like the person saying bad things about Anna, you know?
Right.
I mean, think about it. If just like Donald Trump, I mean, you think Donald Trump's freeing people? That's all I'm going to say.
So did you get your ID?
Yes, I did. And I wanted to show you that. This is what we share? Yeah, I'm going to show you guys, of course. And this is what I what we sent to the governor, and we sent this 3 months ago. Sorry.
Hold on a second.
I'm trying to do it and see.
That's your girl?
See that good? No. This is just what we sent to the – this is just a little model one that we made that we were going to send to all the governors and stuff. And then okay. I'm going to show you mine. So that's just like a little – I don't know. That might be the someone actually from the Hawaii. I'm not sure. And then that's the back of it. So you see the barcode and the scanner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everybody knows. I mean, I've seen – I haven't held the card, but it's got a magnetic strip on it. It's got a QR code scan, and it's got a regular barcode scan as well.
And that, and were we going to get into your situation and describe that? Are we at that point yet?
And then, so here's my card, y'all. American state citizen. I don't
know. Your internet, it looks like it's doing something again. Yeah, just hold it up a little bit closer to the camera. So what? Now, what is the red? Is that like a blood thumbprint? A red thumbprint?
Not,
like
it's, red not, ink? It's not red blood ink? Now. So now it's red ink. So now every document you guys sign from the 928 documents, you'll see when you're reading, but it's going to say blue ink, red thumbprint. And what you do is, because a real signature, you know, is something that they can't, no one could impersonate. I mean, it's your thumb. It's your proper name. And at the end of it, you actually put copyright, because really, if anyone uses your name without your say-so, you sue them for copyright infringement, identity theft, and fraud. And that's the thing. That's what has been going on illegally in everyone's life, because we haven't properly been, you know, had our status corrected. We're not right. properly acting on the land and soil jurisdiction. So that's why basically they create all these straw men and, but you know, all caps names, and, you know, we have utility bills that we're paying, and we have all this stuff that's unnecessary. I mean, basically we pay citations and registration fees and tolls and parking meters and, you know, federal income tax, and we're not federal employees. We pay property tax. All this stuff is voluntary as an indentured servant or a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident or a working permit visa or alien. A, you know, it's all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Domicile.
It's all not an American state citizen.
Let me just, I want to take note of Kata List says, Anna isn't bad or good. Just wondering why she is now your guru. So let me get something clear. We mentioned Anna because Anna happens to be the voice of the forefront of state assemblies. But no, the point of the state assemblies is we the people. It's not about Anna. Yes. Anna just happens to be the face of it.
Me and you have been talking about Anna von Reitz for more than 2 months, and we did the interview over 2 months ago. So this is not a new subject. What this is somebody who watched a interview with Anna von Reitz was inspired and went really hard in the paint down on the path of American States Assembly. In the process, got his ID, got his tag, got really educated. Started getting heavily involved in American States Assembly, contacted Stan to let us know what came from this video, because that is ultimately what we're trying to do. We say we're in this together. We mean that for a real reason. We are in this together, and we're sharing information, interviewing all these different people so we can be able to find what information is important and relevant. And we are standing on the shoulders of giants, of people like Anna von Reitz, people like David Straits, people like Carl Lentz, people like Jordan Maxwell, people who have been educating other people, who have been making a lifetime effort of researching this to share it. So this isn't nothing new. There are so many people in this freedom movement that we have been in contact with and have been trying to learn from and figure out. Because we weren't seeing anything that was working. And now we're getting feedback about something that is working. And so we're going to be doing more shows with Nico and me and Stan. Like we mentioned, we're going to be going through the process ourselves. And then once we get a better idea of that and we know 100%, we'll start sharing it with everybody else. In the meantime, you have all the links and you can start doing the research on your own. Do your own research. Do your own due diligence. Now we're coming up on about the hour mark. Stan is, I know we got about roughly, we can go about another half hour if we go that long, but I guess this would be a good point to kind of go into what happened with you a few weeks ago, where you got to actually use your education and you got to actually use these tools like ID that was provided. Now, it wasn't for free. Obviously, there was a minimum of like $35 fee, which isn't very expensive at all. Is that the right amount?
It depends on your state, from what I'm getting. My okay. state's fee was $35.
It's not incredibly expensive. So
no. the most I've heard was like $50, you know, and that was in the New England where they tax you.
Right. So you educate yourself, and then you have the ID. You go into a business.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys. I just wanted to touch on everything.
Hold on. Before you go, real quick. Hold on. So before we get into this, I want to make it clear to people who listen to this and that are listening and that are going to listen, that they don't get it twisted. This is in no way. This assembly, what we're talking about here and what we're about to share with you, this story, is in no way to incite a power monger situation.
A rebellion. Issue with your local law enforcement.
This was an organic situation with someone who knows their standing, and they declared it because they understand it and they're living it. So that, I want to make that clear here. So nobody's going to get that twisted from this point forward.
Before we get into it.
I appreciate that. And I did just want to touch on what Rice was saying, because what both you guys said was exactly right. My whole point in, you know, calling Stan, and I didn't even know he was going to tell me to come on the show. You know, my whole point in calling Stan was just to tell him, hey, I appreciate you guys putting the truth out there with Anna. I'm living proof that if you invest in it and go down that, you know, truth hole, you're going to be amazed in what you find, because I've only been doing it now for 7 to 9 weeks and my whole life has changed. Like everything is clear now. You know, everything makes sense because I understand what the problem is. And that's the thing here. Just like Stan was saying, we're not inciting violence, rebellion. We are fixing the problem.
Right.
And we are the people in the American States assembled.
Not encouraging anybody to go get an ID and automatically start going and try to be confrontational with law enforcement. That is not what we're doing. No. We're trying to explain a situation that occurred. And now, before you begin, I want to talk about what Mars Life says here real quick. We're not blocking everybody. We timed somebody out who's being rude in the chat. That was one thing. And this catalyst person is somebody who I have personally been having issues with since June. This person is attacking in comments, completely rude, being very vulgar. I've had to block the person and then made a video saying I shouldn't have blocked this person, and I unblocked, but people can see the behavior of this particular person. And I'm not understanding why somebody has to put so much of their time into something when and just bring forth so much negativity when this conversation is for the greater good of everybody, for all.
Yeah, they're just interrupting us.
It's all we're trying to figure out what's and everything that we're talking
let's
about.
Let's just keep it on topic, Catalyst. Let's keep it on topic. You apparently are interested in your stating that right here, and we have some common ground here. So let's stay focused on this topic. All that other stuff is not really required here.
Is this right? On my channel now? Is my timeout, has it ran out? Yeah, I guess it did. So I put it back on timeout. Yeah, Mars, if I have to put somebody out who's taking away from the conversation, who's completely steering everybody away and off, and then distracting it where we have to spend time in the video bringing attention to someone's inconsiderate actions, it's definitely going to have to happen, unfortunately. I apologize. It sucks. If you don't like what we're talking about, you're more than welcome to bounce out. If you disagree, that's totally cool, but it's how you say things. You don't need to come on and be vulgar and negative and just spewing out a bunch of curse words and things to that effect, and you can say things in a nicer way. You can say things in a more positive way to get your point across without having to be negative, vulgar, and just impolite. So sorry, man. Let's talk about what happened with you and just move forward from this. I apologize to everybody.
No worries at all, y'all. And okay. And basically what this story is, the lesson of this story, which is the true lesson, is not to the cop. It's to the person who thought that they had to call the cop. And the person that thought that they had to call the cop basically has the same mindset of someone arguing, not interested in truth, not interested in hearing, you know, the other side, not interested in the full story. And you'll never learn anything if you're not interested, because you're not interested. So I'm just going to go into the story. So basically, y'all, there was an incident where I was going out. I wanted to, you know, grab a bite to eat and something to drink. And I went to this local place, frequent, you know, to Atlanta where I live. And I walked into this place and instantly I see, you know, 20 people in the store. There's about 10 workers and about 10 to 12, you know, shoppers. And basically everyone's wearing a mask. And I was like, oh my God, I already know that everyone's going to start looking at me. They're going to start yelling at me. But it's irrelevant because I know, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask, you know, and I know that I have the right to consent, because if I don't consent, they have no right to tell me anything. So basically I walk up to the counter and I say, hey, can I get this that I wanted? And they tell me, you know, you're going to have to put on a mask before I serve you. And I was like, why? And basically he said, you know, didn't you see the sign on the door? And I'm like, you know, what does that sign have to do with anything? And he's like, well, basically the sign tells you that you have to wear a mask. And I'm like, what if that sign said, you know, I have to cut off my own arm? Do I have to listen to it? I mean, what gives you the right to tell me anything other than
there's a vaccine at the door, just shoot yourself before you come in.
I mean, like, what, not what gives you the right, what do you think gives you the right? Like,
well, that's actually a song.
You're not my mother. You're not my father.
You're almost quoting a song, though. I'll pull up the lyric while you're talking.
That's so funny.
Tesla covered it. It's a song.
I wonder if I heard it. That's so funny. Anyway, so I wonder if I heard it. So, anyways, basically, I'm just asking questions, and they're at this point they're getting irritated because they don't have any good answers. They don't know the answers, so they're like, "If you don't put on a mask, you got to get out of the store." And I'm like, well, at this point, not only have you been conversating with me for 4 or 5 minutes now, like, you're forcing me to talk to you. So what are you actually scared of? Are you scared of my breath? Are you scared of my logic? Are you scared of my confidence? Like, what are you scared of?
And this is the employee.
Are you scared that I'm? Yeah, this is the employee. And everyone's kind of just stunned, like watching. No one's really saying anything. But there's a couple employees behind him just kind of like, you know, just standing and watching. And he's like, it doesn't matter what you're saying. We're not going to serve you. So I'm like, and then another employee who had actually served me 2 weeks before without a mask, because I basically the same incident happened. And at this point, I didn't have my credentials, but I did have my knowledge because I was learning and I knew the truth already. And I'd already corrected my status. So it didn't matter that I didn't have my credentials because I had my documents with me. I was traveling with my documents. Those, I mean, you can keep those with you. You don't need an ID card, you know, until you get it. So anyways, this guy says to me, we're going to call the cops and we're not going to serve you. And I was like, you served me 2 weeks ago with the owner. Like, the owner told me to put on a mask and I told him that I was an American state citizen and that he had no right to tell me anything. And then he was like, okay, just serve him. So I said, so why now that the boss isn't here, are you trying to act all big and not serve me? I said, you know, I would have already had my food and left. I said, you guys are wasting my time. I said, I don't understand why. I said, you know, there's no reason for me to put on a mask. So I said, if anything, I should be calling the cops, because what you're doing right now is called coercion. You're trying to force me against my will to do something that not only doesn't make sense, but I don't believe in it. And I have the right to conscience. I have the right to assemble. I have the right to free speech. I mean, you're infringing on a lot of my rights with that paper. Just because, and I was telling Stan this, like, ignorance doesn't give anyone the excuse, right? I mean, how many people do we know that have been arrested or given a ticket, you know, because of some type of ignorance? Oh, I didn't know that you couldn't do this. I didn't know you needed this license. I didn't know you needed this permit. I mean, if you claim ignorance, but you do know.
You can't play.
Yeah, you can't just claim ignorance and get away with anything. So basically, anyways, he calls the cop. He refused to serve me. And I'm not going to, like, go behind the counter and make my own food. So I'm waiting for the cop. And the cop comes in the door and he's like, hey, sir, you know, can we please step outside and have a conversation? And I'm like, no, we can't. I don't consent to that. I said, I want you to come here and look at my paperwork. And then I want you to tell him that if he continues to coerce me, I'm going to sue him. And I don't want to sue him, but he's telling me, a lawful person, that I don't have the right to breathe in his store and order at the same time. I can order and not breathe, but I can't order and do this. I have to order and wear that mask. So that doesn't make sense. So you need to tell him that that doesn't make sense and that that's coercion. And I actually have U.S. Code 42 that says this, U.S. 42 code that says this, U.S. Code 18 that says this. And these are federal codes that apply to federal employees, which you, the cop, are, and he, the cashier, is. So either you can tell him that he's wrong, or I can enforce these codes, which is my right and duty. And then I showed him my ID, and I said, I'm not consenting to this. I'm doing this by choice. I said, I want you to scan the back of that card and tell me I'm wrong. And he scanned it. He looked at my I'm sorry. This is what happened. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to tell them to do it. So he called for backup. I said, just go ahead and call your chief, because if you're not going to do it, I'm talking to the wrong guy. I said, just like these cashiers, their boss fed me. I need to talk to your boss. So he called his chief. The guy came in like 1 minute. He must have been around the corner. And basically the guy walks in. And he's got, like, his mask isn't covering his nose. It's up to there, and it's like a cloth cover, like those neck things. And he walks in. Yeah, and he walks in. Exactly. And he walks in, and he says, hey, brother, you know, I know the whole mask thing is BS. You know, no one believes more. No one wants to stop this mask mandate more than me. You know, we've been fighting with the towns and the businesses for months trying to end these mandates and end these stupid, you know, laws. And I'm like, great. Awesome information. Keep fighting. Please tell them to serve me. And then he was like, what? And I was like, I want you to scan my ID. And then I want you to look at my paperwork. Because, or look at my paperwork. Because my ID is going to show you what you need to know. And my paperwork is going to show you what you need to know. It's going to show you that I'm a private citizen. You think this is private land? No. I'm an American state citizen. Only I have rights. You guys are federal employees. You have obligations. That means that you have to serve me. That's what that means. And then basically they just made them serve me. They looked at my credential and it verified my jurisdiction. It verified my status, my standing, American state national, not U.S. citizen, not permanent resident, not anything else. American state citizen, not sovereign citizen. And then he asked me about it at the end, after I got my food. He made them serve me. He asked me about it because I said, hey, wait around, brother, because I want to talk to you. Because that's the thing. We're not here to make cops feel like they're less than us. We're here to teach everybody. The same way we're teaching each other that we're ignorant, we're teaching the cops that they're enforcing rules and regulations, which is something made up. It's not
of
real.
A corporation lifting the
that's
veil,
it. It's an
ladies
obligation.
And gentlemen. Lifting that's the
an
veil.
Obligation for them. Only
the
they
man
have
behind
to
the curtain.
That's yeah, right.
It's a big illusion. Hey,
let me read something really quick, okay? This is what
yes.
Your whole thing that you were saying reminded me of. It's basically like adding a new verse to a song or rewriting it for today's day and age. The chorus says, sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind, do this, don't do that, can't you read the sign? And then one of the verses reads, and I thought this is really powerful. And the sign said, anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped the fence and I yelled at the house, what gives you the right to put up a fence and keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
That's right.
And it just That's goes right. on. You know, there's all these signs like, that's everything is a sign trying to point you in some sort of direction, trying to get you to follow some sort of thing. Here in North Carolina now, they've signs are like getting crazy. They're everywhere. And now the enforcement of masks is their mandate of wearing a mask is getting to be ridiculous. Like they're not letting people in places. I was telling Stan yesterday at a convenience store that I go to quite often, not getting my business anymore. And there was a convenience store right across the street that I was able to go to that, and they're didn't require a mask, even though the state's trying to enforce it. He's like, this is my business. And if I don't want anybody to wear a mask in my business, or if I don't want to force somebody to wear a mask in my business, I have that right. This is my business. So I found that to be here we've got a 10 o'clock p.m. curfew. I mean, things are getting crazy. That's why I think this conversation is a very important conversation. And from here, I know that we're going to try to learn, do the process ourselves, and then try to share it with other people. I'm sorry. Stan, what did you want to say? And then we'll get Nico.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that it's only the fear, okay? It's only the fear within you holding you back from seeing the truth. That's it. And once you see the truth and you can walk in the truth, then that's where we all need to be. And collectively, as Rice says, what do you always say, Rice? What's that quote? Can I get it?
What, when enough people take a stand, nothing can stand against the people?
That's bam, right. There you go, baby. That's it.
Rise and stand.
Rice and stand. I mean, rise and stand. That's it.
I mean, that's what we all need to do. We all need to rise up and we need to stand together and we need to be united, not divided, because the time really is truly now. I mean, that's what the whole idea of a lot of the things that me and Stan beyond Hallett, when we started going beyond that element together, everything has been going in this direction and we're going as much with the flow as we can. And it looks like this may be a potential option for people to be able to take changing their status. So I'm in a position.
This is why we wanted to bring this here, because after I heard that story that you guys just heard, a light went on.
Yeah, no, you did.
Oh, I was like, this is a lot further along than I have known. And the only way I'm going to know is to go. So I have to take that step like Nico did. Right. No more beating around the bush. All else is distraction. And I've been questioned, and those questions, I come back to this one point. And it's like, we have to start now. The foundation has been set. All other things that me and Rice have brought on and shared with you guys, all the other platforms and I guess we'll call them modalities, formats, they don't have a foundation. This apparently has a foundation that has been built and it is working. So if you see that and you feel
good, this is where I, as the open-minded skeptic, I personally have to have a little bit more assurance on my end. Otherwise, it would be like, hey, we're just going to start sharing. We're going to do a video tomorrow and we're going to start this process and we're all going to do it together. I want to make sure.
It starts with me. It starts with you. So we are being those examples. The only way we're going to know, and this is what I shared with E, is that the only way we're going to know is by going into it. As you can see, everything you sign, you got to read it. So don't just sign things and start going.
Sign it.
Know what you're getting into.
Yeah, we have heard of Life Force. I'm very familiar. I've interviewed Tank and Kim Gogoin on my show. Life Force have assemblies going, but I don't know that they are actually as far ahead as what America States Assembly are doing. So this is actually something that I'm personally going to be spending a little bit more time on and looking into this. To get a better idea of what exactly Life Force is doing in comparison to what exactly America States Assembly is doing, and then try to see how overall they can be connected in some fashion. I mean, we need strength in numbers, period. We need people. We need the people, all the people. And I also want to stress that I don't think any of us are of any sort of political denomination is what I would call it. Or
I have no political affiliation whatsoever.
Listen, our true form of government is a Republican form of government, not the Republican you know of. It is a constitutional republic.
Right.
That's why it's a Republican form of government.
But none of us prescribe nothing about this.
It has nothing to do with Republicans in the United States, because let me tell you, this is foreign. That's a corporation. So that's where you're either a voluntary indentured servant to a corporation, or you are a lawful person. Person or a lawful person.
Well said, dude.
And that's why you got to watch those four videos.
Kathy, as far as Earth United, I myself am an alliance member. Jesse's been on the show. I've interviewed Christopher James from A Warrior Cause. It's in the Freedom and Liberty playlist. I encourage you to check it out. JC will be on the show next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday again. So Earth's United is just trying to pull people together to stand and go and do something in regards to some of the things that A Warrior Cause is trying to do with some of these court actions. This is and my problem with a lot of the Warrior Cause stuff is there's no solution. I like the idea of what is being being presented as far as setting a precedence in courts, but there aren't any solutions. And American states assemblies are seemingly offering solutions. I will even say that Life Force is looking at trying to do something similar. So I'm not trying to dismiss, but anybody who's actually trying to bring about solutions so that we have alternate systems to jump into when the system that we currently have finally crashes and is dead and gone.
I just want to say one thing, you guys. There's millions of different, I mean, think about it. There's 7.9 billion people on this earth. Like, there's organizations out there. There's people fighting for truth. There's everything. I, in the last 2 months, was, just because I invest in everything I do doesn't mean I'm not skeptic. I am that same person that Rice is. That's why I called Stan, because I went through it and I confirmed it and I lived it and I learned it and I'm still learning it. And what's crazy is that I learned in the last 2 months that I'm one of the most ignorant people on earth. That's crazy. That's crazy. But you know what? It's awesome, because I was able to find out that I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
So what is the whole point of life? Like, we don't even know. But the point is that if you don't know the truth, the principle, the bottom line thing that matters, everything else is a distraction. Like, all these, you can, not everyone's even, you know, lives in America probably watching this channel. So I'm not saying don't look into anything else. All I'm saying is that the American States Assembly is the true We the People, and we're not fighting in the legal system. If we want, we dissolve it. If we want to go to, if we want to use the courthouse to have our own, you know, public law, common law courthouse, we're not going to ask them for permission. We're going to say Thursday at 7 p.m. or Thursday at 2 p.m. we're commandeering this building. You know, we have direct the Georgia Assembly business. You know, that's what we're going to do. We don't ask for permission. We don't go to court and, you know, ask for, you know, them to look at us and show compassion. We don't do this stuff. We are their employer. This is the only states assembled that is the actual We the People acting in their right and honor as American citizens. Yes.
The capacity and the correct standing.
Yeah. Jurisdiction.
That's right. As human beings governing themselves on this earth. So this Halel Ben, it's not creating a new government. It's keeping government in control.
We delegated certain powers to this corporation. And in the last 160 years, they've basically sold those services, regulated those services, criminally ran those services, and then created corporations to chase those, you know, to find those services. So really what they do is they create the dope game, they run the dope game, and then they arrest you when you try and get into the dope game or any other game, IT, you know, gun licensing, fishing licensing. And this is all bullcrap, because we gave them the power to provide services and they've run rampant. And now we can take that power away. We're not creating a new government. We have assembled so that we can correct the corruption.
Well, it's because we need
everyone to help correct their own state, because we are all sovereign in our own right. So even though we're the state's assemblies, Georgia's, you know, on its own path, New Hampshire's on its own path, Alaska's on its own path. And that's why we need everyone who really cares about truth, who really wants to be sovereign, who really wants to have rights and be able to, you know, have a gun without a permit, go fishing without a permit, go, you know, live without a mask. You have to be a living person. And they don't consider you a living person. They consider you a corporation, a business entity. A legal fiction. Exactly. Thank you. They do consider me a living being. And that's the difference. The only difference between me and you is that I have the paperwork proving my jurisdiction and you don't. So they're going to look at us and we could be twins. And just the fact that I have the public record and my twin doesn't, they can arrest him for 30 days, hold him in contempt, do stuff without consent, drag him along, do all this crap. And then even if he knows how to win, he had to go through all that just to breathe again. because he didn't do the paperwork and learn that he was the proper employer. He was the proper We the People. And the only problem is that he didn't know it. He was taught to ignore it and to not believe it and to think Americans are, you know, whatever, and they're racist and they're hateful and they're, and really the people that tell us to say all these words are the same people that we hired to provide services. And instead they just robbed us. You know, I mean, like, all I'm going to say is that basically they take money. The U.S. is in debt to America. So there's two different worlds literally on this land. There's America and there's the United States. And even in the United States, there's the municipal and there's the territorial. And that's what you're seeing right now go to war. You're seeing the courts fight the courts. And people are like, they're losing in court. It must be lying. No, it's not that it's a lie. It's that there's two different groups, two different organizations, two different mobs fighting for power. And you know what's funny? Neither of them have power.
Well, okay, so real quick.
We do.
We're going to get ready to wrap this up because we're going on the hour and a half mark and Stan's got to work today. I do want to say to people there's, you know, that are in the chat, I appreciate everybody for being in the chat, for one. There was something that somebody said that – let me see here. I want people to know that this isn't like a legal loophole or anything like that. Prior to – the 14th Amendment here in the United States specifically, because this is what the Constitution is in regards to. Prior to the 14th Amendment, there was no thing called a U.S. citizen, never existed. So what was the status of the people who lived in North America and what we would call the United States? What was their status before they were considered a U.S. citizen? That's all we're doing, is going back to that original status situation that we had by our founding fathers, that we were not educated to know and taught that we had these options that we could change our political status. We were presumably assuming that we had to be U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens is what puts you underneath that corporation, and that's what takes your rights away. And that's what Nico has corrected, and that's the only thing I'm going to be a little bit frustrated about with people that are saying things in a chat, because this is not new. It's not a loophole. It's not doing anything seditious. It's not doing anything treasonous. In fact, it's probably the most fucking patriotic thing that we can do.
Yeah, and I see some going on in the chat too. Yeah, there's apparently three constitutions, and depends on what you're looking at. Plus, the state assemblies is not rewriting, or this is just correcting wrongs outside of all of that.
Yeah, because there used to be
bringing truth to light.
That's it.
Prior to the Civil War, there were state assemblies made up of people.
So, Hillel, we're not pushing the Constitution, so you can rest well with that.
No.
All right,
no,
man.
No, no, so, no. The original Constitution.
We're going to be doing more. We're going to be doing more of this. Me and Stan's going to start this process, as the Canadians say, this process. We're going to start the process. I'm going to start the process. And then we're going to start sharing with everybody else. I want to get one of these IDs. I want to get it in front of a law enforcement. I want to see how this thing works in the world and make sure it's something that I can utilize. And if this is one of the ways to get to that freedom and liberty finish line, then I'm all for it. And I definitely will do what we can to encourage others and get this information out. But I just got to make sure this open-minded skeptic is convinced in the meantime, you know?
I want to say that I'm willing to look you in the eyes and tell you that I believe it's the only proper way.
Okay.
So you take that, you take that and decide what you want to do with it. But I want everybody to really do their own due diligence. I don't want anyone to, you know, ask one person to do the research and ask them. You got to look at the stuff yourself. You got to watch these four videos. You got to go check the website out. You got to listen to a Monday night webinar. You got to go check out Anna von Wright's website. Every video that she's ever done is posted on that website. So you go to videos at the top. You see last week, you see the week before, you see the week before. Every letter she's ever sent is on that website. No one is more transparent than the American States Assemblies than Anna von Wright. So that's what I'm saying. When I speak on Anna, for the people who were asking about before, Anna's the one that brought this to light in my eyes, brought me to, you know, like I said, I watched Stan talk to Anna and I watched Rice talk to Anna. And then when I watch the webinars, it's Anna. She's doing all this stuff for us. Anna isn't the, you know, she's acting as definitely so, one of the faces of America, but she's not the leader of any organization. I just wanted to, you know, say again.
So, Nico, listen to this. When Stan, when he had checked out America's States Assembly, went really hardcore listening to a lot of stuff. I didn't go that route. And one of the things that Stan can attest to is I got a little overwhelmed with all of this information because
a lot.
Oh yeah.
So if people are looking here,
if I were you guys, I'd go to the videos.
This is just, so here you, now we're going down. This is just a bunch. This is insane.
The amount. Now, I do want to point out there's banter between her and Kim Goguen on there. There's banter between her and Kim Goguen letters. So she's very transparent with her interface about with everything. Kim.
So. And that's AnnaVonWrights.com. I mean, I'm still scrolling down. There's still more links. So it's like this can be a little, it can be a little bit of you know, you're looking at this thing and you're like, oh my God, it's so many videos. How am I going to get through all this? I'm still scrolling.
Go to the top of the website. No. Like I said, everything she's ever done is on that website. Look, that's how she transparent. That's how transparent she is. Right. So the only way for you guys to do this is this way. Yeah.
This is like thousands of links.
Thousands. You're in 2,100 right now. Yeah.
I'm at 23, 24, going into 25. I'm just going to try to go. There we are at the bottom. Here's the bottom. Let's go up just a little bit. She takes crypto. She takes crypto for donations. I'll say 2,864.
Go all the way to the top.
64.
2,000,
basically three.
She writes one a day. She writes one a day to somebody and then posts it. Yeah, you see videos, audios?
Yeah.
If I were you guys, I would first go listen to the, go watch the first
this is all the,
four
this is
videos
all,
on YouTube.
All the American States Assembly stuff. Again, it's I've shared the links. I have the wizard on YouTube. And after we're done with this, I will not right away, within like 30 minutes after we're done, I'll have the links put in.
Yeah, we understand.
All right, brother. Well, let me stop this screen share.
Nico, you guys know, I would go and watch the videos backwards, like watch last week's, watch the week before, and you're gonna be like, oh crap, this is what's going on. Oh, this is what's really going on. Okay.
You said Monday she's got one coming out explaining what's been going on the past few weeks. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I want everybody to go to the website and find out when they are.
AmericanStatesAssembly.net. Links will be down below. Nico, you got any final thoughts before we pull you out of the stream and wrap things up?
I just wanted to say to everyone in the comments, I'm sorry, I was so invested in the conversation, I didn't really look at it. So I'm going to go back and look at the comments, and I'm going to try and answer if anyone asked me any questions or said anything. And I appreciate everyone watching. If anyone has any questions, you know, you can email me. You want to put my email or my website? You can put my website if you want the link.
Put your website down there. I forgot to do that, but I will put your website down there. So
we're going to put my website, guys, and it's going to have my number and my email. And basically, you can call me. You can email me with questions. I'm going to answer every question. You know, I'm going to get to it when I get a chance. But I really want everybody to really do their own due diligence. I want you to go listen to those four videos from the Eye of the Wizard. I want you to read the website for like 30 minutes. Go
definitely
watch
read
one
the
hour
website.
Of
definitely
Anna's,
read the website.
Definitely read the website. Go look at maybe 30, 40 minutes of one of Anna's videos. Call me with a couple questions because you guys are going to have hundreds of questions. But most of the answers are there. You got to do your own diligence.
Oh, so before we go, okay, so E had some questions, right? What happens to your benefits?
Well, okay, so there is a document that we'll start going over when we go over some of the different things that people have to do. But there's a document of reconveyance that basically you're assuming you're taking control of all of your legal fiction. So you would still be able to interact in all the ways that you would interact previously. It's just you're interacting in a lawful way, not a legal way.
As the living man. So
and
that's
what comes
how I,
with lawful?
How I explain it. Yeah.
So nothing changes. What comes with lawful? What comes with lawful, though?
What comes with lawful? Right. Your rights. Your rights.
Rights and exemptions.
Yeah.
Okay. Rights and exemptions. That's it.
All right. I mean, we got a lot. I mean, this is a lot to be doing now. I mean, this is again,
and duties.
if people want to dive into this, you're more than welcome. If you do, reach out to us. If you're wanting to see kind of more of what's going to unfold as we go through this process. So Nico, one, we appreciate you coming on, man. I want to pull you out. We're going to be doing this again. Wait 1 second. After we're done with the stream, we'll holler at you for 1 minute. We're just going to go ahead
before and get them out. Before you pull them out real quick.
Awesome. Everyone have a one.
Nico, hold on real quick. I wanted, before you go, I wanted to see if it's okay to reveal the position that you were kind of fell into. And then we can get into the rest of that later.
You like little cliffhangers, don't you?
I love them.
So say what you are. See me? Say what the title is that you're going to be going for, and then I want to pull you right out so nobody can say another word after that.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. When you join the assembly, and you part of your right. Can you guys hear me?
Okay, can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, no, I heard every word you said. Just when I talked, I heard Stan say, I don't think he can hear us. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
oh, excuse my language. So when you guys join the assemblies, like I said, you'll be a lawful person again. And with that comes rights and duties, right? So what is the Second Amendment?
Are you asking a question or are you?
What's the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment.
Maybe the people want to comment.
It's your right to bear arms and your right to form a militia. Right?
Exactly. So when you get your rights back, then you can.
Freedom of speech.
When you get your rights back, you can. Oh, sorry, I'm getting some static. Do y'all hear me good?
Yep. I think he's on delay.
I don't know what's happened.
You hear me good?
Yeah, yes. I think you hear me good now? Internet trolls and all the little things are
that's getting probably what it is. I apologize for that. Okay, so so that's the thing. Part of our right is the state militia, the true state militia. So you'll be a peacekeeping official when you join the assembly, if you choose to be. And as a peacekeeping official, well, we already established that as an American state citizen, you're already the employer. So imagine what the peacekeeping official for the true American We the People is. Obviously, they're above. They're the employer of the lower law enforcement. So I'm just going to say that I am going to have a position there. And I don't want to say it yet just in case. I'm not supposed to. Because, like I said, we are foreign. So I just want to make sure, you know, I don't want to step on my own toes.
You can see how you're cautious.
But if somebody was to get involved with the state's assembly, what they will find is that there are positions that they are looking to fill. So,
exactly.
And so, you know, however
there are, you think. And let me tell you guys, put it this way. When you're acting on the land and soil jurisdiction and you fill those land and soil roles that are needed, you will, like, if you're the land and soil sheriff, wouldn't you technically be above the maritime sheriff? You are, because it's land and soil jurisdiction, equity jurisdiction, admiralty, and then maritime. So you're way above them. So that's where all you have to do is be an American state citizen to, you know, to get back your rights and your exemptions.
Cool.
Start doing that. Start learning. And then just start writing down questions, you know, so that you guys can ask when we do this next time, because I do want to answer those questions.
And
the only way you're going to really have them is if you do a little research and think, you know?
Right.
And it's going to blow your mind. It will blow your mind. So don't get afraid and scared, and don't just.
No, we're all in this together. We got all our contact information. People want to reach out to us if they got questions, and you can comment on either one of our videos if you have questions for a future episode with Nico. Nico, man, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to bounce you out because I know we've got to wrap things up because Stan's got to get to work here in a few minutes. So just bear with me 1 second, Nico.
Definitely.
All right. Mr. Stanley, final thoughts before we wrap up?
Hopefully this has inspired everyone to do their, or anyone to do their diligence and to really look into this, and we'll see where you go with it. And give us some feedback. Let us know. You end up like Nico.
most certainly. I do want to let people know too that at 7:00 p.m. tonight, which is like 3 hours and 20 minutes from now, I'm going to be doing a premiere of my interview that I did with Cyrus A. Parsa from the AI organization. Definitely encourage people to check that out. I will be in the live chat as well. So make sure you're tuning in. Really cool interview. It's about an hour and a half. So figure from 7 to 8:30. You're going to have some really cool information. Some of it's entertaining and some of it's really educational and enlightening. So I definitely encourage people to check that out. Make sure you are subscribed to both of our channels. This is being streamed on my channel, formerly Rice Crypto, now Rice TV, and also Stan's channel, Bodhisattva Love. And as always, I encourage you to be the change. And make sure you're following us on our sister channels on Library and Odyssey. And much love to you all. And we are out of here.